New Paltz was founded in 1678 by French settlers in what is now Ulster County. The village of New Paltz is located within the town of New Paltz. That type of arrangement is not uncommon in New York State. It can be confusing. Town Supervisor Susan Zimmett says the community has been talking about consolidating for a very long time.
In the past, they tried to do a referendum to dissolve the village, which failed a few times. A lot of misinformation was put out there, but regardless, it did fail. Here it is about 15, 20 years later. The community ended up getting a $50,000 grant from the state of New York to study how this community could consolidate. And what came out of the study was basically the concept of called a coterminous government, or a townwide village concept, where instead of dissolving the village, you take the boundaries of the village, you bring them out to the town, and so you have now one community with coterminous boundaries. You have one board that operates as a village board, but once a year they have to actually close down their village meeting and open up a town meeting to do some of the legal work that you need to do as a town, because you can't actually dissolve a town by constitution.
But why two entities, a town and a village? SUNY New Paltz professor of political science, Gerald Benjamin, weighs in.
Fundamentally, I've always thought that we should have one government in New Paltz because we have one community. We attend the same churches and synagogues. We go to the same supermarket. We go to the same movie house. We have coffee at the same coffee shops and eat our dinners. And when we eat out at the same restaurants, and we're very similar to each other sociodemographically. The distinction is one that's an artificial distinction based on 19th century boundaries.
Benjamin points out that democracy is compromised because people are confused by the complexity, and the accountability of officials is less than it would be if there was one government with a clearly located authority.
We'd have one government, one set of officials, a fire department that was still part of the government and not independent of the local government. And I think in a time of great fiscal pressure, we would be able to control costs, certainly control their increase better, and perhaps reduce them to benefit the taxpayers.
Consolidation is closer than ever to being realized. Last week, the state legislature gave the green light for municipalities to qualify for a citizen empowerment tax credit up to $1 million and for creation of coterminous governments. Again, Susan Zimmett.
So this is a basic carrot from the state to help you as a community consolidate. And 70% of that money you get from the state needs to reduce property taxes. So in these really difficult economic times, being able to provide services at an efficient cost and get your property tax reduced, it's like an ice cream sundae with a cherry on top.
Once New Paltz gets state funding, Zimmett says to expect committee hearings and public meetings and eventually a referendum. And in the end, one New Paltz. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.